Strengthening maritime protection. Global conference highlights need for enhanced enforcement. Frequent cases of crew abandonment, non-payment of wages, poor living conditions, and serious consequences for seafarers' mental health demonstrate a significant gap between regulations and reality. The need for a unified approach to address physical and mental health, nutrition, safe working conditions, and legal protections is crucial. The Blue Rights International Conference brought together multidisciplinary experts from 39 countries to improve regulations, raise awareness, and provide practical tools for ensuring more effective protection of people at sea. Presentations covered a range of issues, including the interconnection between legal, organizational, and social factors. Issues such as stress, organizational culture, labor relations, and the role of family and social support in maintaining seafarers' well-being were emphasized. Developing healthy organizational models and preventive approaches to mental health within maritime companies is also essential for seafarer well-being. Crisis planning, system resilience, and humanitarian law were considered important for seafarer health in crisis and conflict situations. The conference highlighted the need for stronger implementation of standards such as the MLC 2006 to address the vulnerability of non-EU seafarers. Particular vulnerability has been identified among non-EU seafarers, prompting a call for urgent strengthening of protection mechanisms in line with the convention. Seafarers must carefully verify the legal validity, enforceability, and financial security of the Seafarer Employment Agreement, SEA, before signing. The well-being of seafarers should be further protected through measures such as avoidance of high-risk areas and the provision of essential resources and communication systems. Seafarers' mental health requires special attention before, during, and after a crisis. Strengthening leadership in crisis situations is crucial for crew stability and resilience. Psychological support, peer support, stress resilience training, and self-care practices are essential for seafarer well-being. The medical profession has highlighted the need to address burnout, psychological stress, and suicide as serious challenges in maritime transport. This emphasizes the importance of prioritizing seafarer welfare and implementing effective measures to mitigate these risks.